This podcast is part of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit darkmyths.org to discover more shows like this one. The darkness awaits.
Welcome to the Not Alone podcast. I'm Sam Fredrickson.
And I'm Jason Moitoso.
And today we make yet another return to the great love of Jason and I's mutual life.
All right, what are we talking about, Sam? What do you mean? We don't share common interests.
Right?
Not anymore.
We really don't.
This podcast has split us.
It has killed that. But what we do share a common interest in still, just a little bit, is good old-fashioned cryptozoology. Cryptids are,
yes.
They're our game. They're our jam. Do you agree?
Creatures that go bump. Yes, absolutely. I love them.
Good. Good. So that's...
They're like the dragons of real life, Sam.
The dragons of real life, if they were real life.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me personally, I enjoy I enjoy almost every cryptid story I hear. I believe a lot of the cryptid stories I hear as well. I'm still kind of undecided on this week, and that's okay.
I've unfortunately turned them all into thought exercises now.
That's totally fair
as
well.
No way, that. Let's see how that would work.
There is nothing wrong with that. But before we get into the meat and potatoes of this week's episode, what I want to say really quick here, especially if you love cryptids, if you love cryptozoology, if you love spooky things in general, we really want to encourage you to check out a shop that's run by one of our listeners. It's an Etsy shop by our friend Brett Manning, and she makes all of this amazing artwork that has to do with cryptids and cryptozoology and ghosts and spooks. And she sent us a care package, a spooky care package, like this week, and it's got like a Jersey Devil candle. And like an art print of a cute little Anubis holding a little mummy baby, and just stickers of all your favorite cryptids, cryptozoological things. It's amazing. It's amazing.
The artwork is just fantastic.
It's unreal.
It itself has enough spook to the style.
Yeah.
I love it.
She is ridiculously talented. We're going to be putting in her Etsy store into our show notes this week. But you can go to, I believe it's etsy.com/shop/ Brett is a girl, and it's two T's, BRETTISAGIRL. Brett is a girl. This is not a paid advertisement. This is just us saying she does good work. It's good stuff. And if you like the spooky, if you like the scary, you're going to like that. So head over there. Help a friend of the show and get some spooky art for yourself.
Yeah, check it out for sure. I think she also has an Instagram as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she uses the hashtag not alone.
I dig
as well. So you might be able to find some of her work that way too.
I dig it. So cool. Okay, now that we've got that, there. Okay. Now this episode. Okay.
It comes
riding on the coattails of Jason's still excellent special on swamps. It's held up. It's past the test of time. It's what? It's 3 weeks old now. People still love it.
3 weeks old. And
past
people
the
are
test
still
of time.
Meh.
No, they're not meh. They love it. So we're riding those swampy coattails, as it were.
The gases, you would say.
No, I wouldn't
say. Are rising from the swamps.
I wouldn't say that. You might say that, but I wouldn't say that.
It's like we're a hot air balloon, and we're just getting the updrafts.
Well, we're definitely full of hot air. But what we're going to be doing here is we're going to be examining one very special swamp. It's a swamp that's near and dear to both of our hearts, and it's one that Jason kind of mentioned. It's not near and dear to us at all, actually. I'm saying this wrong. It's actually on the other side of the country.
it's not near. Not, and I actually have no idea what the swamp looks like.
Yeah, and I
didn't actually Google any photos of it.
I just don't feel strongly about it one way or the other. So I did see a photo or two or three. It's a nice swamp.
It's a swamp? Is that what it looks like?
It's the kind of swamp that if somebody sent fairy tale creatures into it, I would say, get out of my swamp. That's my Shrek. It's not
that.
Very
that cool. Was Shrek.
Get out of my swamp, donkey.
Oh, dear.
Donkey. Okay.
Well, luckily, we're not talking about an ogre or a donkey.
I wish we were, though.
Oh, man, dude.
New idea. Let's just stop this episode and review all three Shrek movies.
Yeah, in real time? You just want to,
in real time.
Layers.
Now. Layers. Okay. Yes. So we are going to start our first of potentially many different swamp-themed episodes, or actually our second of potentially many other swamp-themed, or it could be the last swamp-themed episode we ever do. You know?
One could hope.
Life's funny that way. So we are going to be focusing on the Scapor Swamp of Lee County, South Carolina. Okay, so...
Yeah, so what's going on in South Carolina,
Other
Sam?
Side of the country. Lee County, okay, it's a rural area that is full of swampland. Its largest city, that of Bishopville, is the county seat. It only has 3,238 people as of the 2016 census. There we go. And other than Bishopville, the majority of Lee County is unincorporated territory. It's not a very busy or crazy place to live. It's very peaceful, I'd assume. Or at least it was very peaceful.
So before we dive into anything, we essentially have the perfect, like, small town
swamp
mystery
of a swamp.
In a swamp.
Yes.
Perfect.
I would say that
it's just so, so Stranger Things already.
I would say that when it comes to cryptozoology, the perfect small town mystery is the Dover Demon, but the perfect swamp town mystery with a swamp or a swamp town.
Swampin'.
The perfect small town mystery is the Dover Demon. The perfect small town mystery with a swamp is the Lizard Man of Scapor Swamp, South Carolina, also known as the Bishopville Lizard Man or the Lizard Man of Lee County.
So
South
I'm
Carolina.
Assuming this swamp is like right in between Bishopville and
the swamp. Is the swamp just exists? It permeates all of Lee County.
Now I'm assuming that the swamp is like its own entity, its own being.
It is its own master.
It's sentient, isn't it, Sam?
Yes. Now
here we go.
Now on the early morning of June 29th, 1988, it's 2 a.m. and we find 17-year-old Christopher Davis. He's on his way home from his late shift at McDonald's, and his tire blows out. He pulls over to the side of Browntown Road in order to change this tire. The road borders the Scapor Swamp, and this is an area he drove through every night. He had been there countless times. It was the same way he always took home from work. Now, he was able to change the tire without much incident. However, as he wrapped up the process and was putting away his tools, he heard a thump from behind him. He heard a unsettling.
Wow. Sam, I gotta say, in this 1 year of us doing this, our sound effects have gotten
the loop.
So good.
It's through the roof. So good.
I just got put into Orr County.
Projected.
My heart skipped a beat.
Without your consent, projected into Orr County. So he hears behind him. Oh, God. He hears behind him a thump. Jason is unsettled. Now, Davis turns around, and he claims that through the darkness, which it should be noted, there is a full moon. It is bright enough for him to see. He says, quote, I saw something running across the field towards me. It was about 25 yards away, and I saw red eyes glowing. Now, Davis jumped into his car and locked the door, attempting to start the engine. The creature grabbed his door handle, and Davis.
Sure, let's call him me. I.
Just put yourself there, Jason. It's a not visual.
I know.
He's like
one of these days it might be.
Well, maybe. Davis is getting his car up and running, and the creature grabs the door handle. Davis gets a good look of it from the neck down. Now, he claims that whatever it was, it had three big fingers. They had long, sharp black nails and scaly green skin. He could tell that it was very, very strong and very, very angry.
Reptar.
Reptar. Reptar. All hail, Reptar.
What's Reptar doing in South Carolina?
Where does Rugrats take place?
For some reason, I feel like it's Florida. But that can't be right.
I don't know if they ever say. And therefore, it could be South Carolina.
Yeah.
And it could be Reptar.
It's either Reptar or it's the prototype to the T-Rex outfit, the blow-up costume.
Oh, no.
It's the prototype. Yeah. Either one.
I don't know about that. That'd be a long production phase for it to be like 1988 and then 2015.
Well, they couldn't figure out how to blow it up.
That's fair. Now, Davis gets the car going. The distance between Davis and whatever this is begins to grow. But then in his rear view mirror, he sees the creature running towards him again. Now, Davis was able to get his car up to 40 miles per hour. But the creature took a flying leap and landed on the roof of the car. Now, Davis was not able to see the face of the creature at this point, but essentially what happens is the creature's holding on to the top of the car for dear life, and Davis can see these long, sharp, black talons, basically, claws, that are gripping between where the mirror meets the cab of the car.
Okay.
Okay. Now, he sped up. He begins swerving dangerously across the road, back and forth, in an attempt to shake off the creature. It finally works, and this entity gets sent flying from the car. When he gets home, he tells his father what happened, and immediately his father wants him to go talk to the police about it. But he says, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want, you know, people to make fun of me. I'm sure it's fine. However, what they found and what they later would show to the police, because they eventually do go, what they found is that the car, like the side mirror, was snapped off, and there were scratches and denting on the roof of the car as well. Now, again, at first, they really didn't know what to think. And there's been some, there's been some things said about this to the point where obviously you have a 17-year-old kid. Okay, 17-year-old kid comes home with a car that's not in the same condition he left it with.
2 a.m. in the morning.
2 a.m. in the morning. Although it's not as though he was sneaking out or anything, right?
No,
he was
no.
working. He was responsible, had a job. Here's the thing. I'm a person.
What kind of lizard thing can run 40 miles an hour?
Well,
is that the thing?
The implication,
because I have a list of animals that can do that.
Is it very short?
Yes, actually.
Okay, we'll get there in a moment. But here's the thing, right off the bat. The implication is that Davis is lying to his father because he's worried about reprisal for the car, for
right.
crashing the car or something like that. To which I say that, what? There are so many better lies than the lizard man. Am I wrong? Have you ever crashed your parents' car?
No.
I have. I've also crashed my father-in-law's car.
Yeah.
I've also crashed my wife's car before we were married.
Sam. This,
I've crashed a lot of cars.
Yeah, you have. Did you have any good excuses?
No.
Are you
I
saying
didn't.
That because Katie's also in the room?
No, I had no good excuses. I was okay. driving poorly every single time. But even if, I think with my father, no, I didn't. Because I think that one time, I maybe made up an excuse about how a car got damaged. But you know what I absolutely didn't say? Is a creature unknown to modern science did this. A kid's not going to make that up. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. What do you think?
I don't know. It depends on how many comic books read.
Okay. So you think he can be negatively influenced by pop culture?
Like all of us.
Like
yes.
all of us. But if he is right, if it is that he is straight up lying to his father about this,
okay,
why would he choose that most unbelievable thing?
I All right.
Okay, so okay. We got that.
I'll wait.
The other thing that is, and listeners and Jason alike, don't be worried. I'm going to let Jason talk. And we're going to talk about all of this. And this is the first of a few different sightings that we have of the Lizard Man of Skateboard Swamp. So don't worry about that. But the other thing that you see here is that Lee County is an area where the individuals in power of the county are white, and the majority of individuals in the county are black. And so from the start, people were thinking that maybe this was a race thing, and maybe, you know, Christopher Davis was targeted for his ethnicity, his racial heritage.
Oh, maybe you didn't write that down.
No, I didn't.
So I had no idea.
No, we're just talking about this
now.
Oh,
okay.
Maybe he was targeted and didn't want to cause a stink or anything like that. So that is the other possibility. I want to let everybody know that that's out there. We'll see here that, you know,
it wasn't the main kids at school. It was a lizard man, Dad.
Right, exactly. And it's that sort of sense. It's that sort of thing. It's to me,
I would have rather said personally, I hit a mailbox or something.
Right. It's more believable. It you may get in more trouble if you say that you're the one who hit the mailbox, but it's not the lizard man. And you see, like, for instance, with the Dover Demon, the kids there, that demon didn't mess anything up, right? It didn't break stuff. It didn't wreck cars and stuff like that.
Right.
It's easier for me to believe that because of that. It doesn't seem like a cover or anything like that. But at the same time, you're not going to use a cryptid to cover up hitting a mailbox. Also, I mean, what's going to – I could just be wrong here, but what's going to break off your side mirror and dent your roof? Do you have any –
I mean, if you hit something and if it rolls over the car, there could be something.
So maybe if it's like a deer or something?
I just don't know.
But that'd
depends,
be more damage.
Yeah, it depends on how you hit, what it is you're striking. I can see in some weird scenario where the momentum carries it over onto the roof of the car too.
Okay, that's fair. That's totally 100% fair. It's, I don't know, from the start, it's not...
Or maybe something fell on top of it where it bounced off the roof and then...
There you go.
Hit the mirror on the way down, something like that.
That's not bad. From the start, it's not your perfect case, like a Beast of Bray Road, right? You don't see the Wolfman in his unheavenly glory staring at you. It's just that this guy saw talons
Reptar.
And scales and red eyes. Snake-like eyes, he'll later say, but red eyes at the start. So I hear you. It's a little bit hard to believe, but let's go ahead. We're going to move forward. We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. We're going to see where else and who else comes up to talk about this later on. At first, Davis wasn't too keen on going to the cops with this for one reason or the other. Who knows the truth?
He's covering up an accident.
He's covering up an accident of some sort or covering up an assault that may not be, you know, the easiest thing to talk about. In any case, or he could have actually seen a lizard man too. That is a possibility. Let's not rule that out.
I thought I had you.
However, after a few weeks, a story in the local news catches the eye of Christopher Davis and his father. It's focused on a pair of individuals who lived in the same unincorporated community that the Davises lived in, which was, again, this community called Browntown. Now, the victims were Tom and Mary Way, who had called the police to come examine...
Oh, dear. It's named Browntown?
Yeah, I don't know one way or the other. I just know that that's what it is.
All right. Okay. Okay. Sorry. Nope. Rolling on through.
That's fine. The victims were Tom and Mary Way, who had called the police to examine some strange damage that had occurred to their car, which was a 1985 Ford LRD. The car had been brutalized by someone or something, and the chrome molding had been completely torn away from the fenders. The car was dented and scratched on all sides. The antenna was bent. The hood ornament was broken off, and wiring had been ripped from the engine of the car. Now, at first, as bizarre as this appeared, there was no apparent connection between what Davis saw and the Ways experienced. However, the police quickly realized that this damage hadn't been inflicted by a human being. Teeth marks had been found on various parts of the car. the more the police investigated, the more they heard stories from residents of the area regarding strange things that had been seen at night. They had been seeing something that was at least 7 feet tall. It was greenish brown with glowing, piercing red eyes that stalked the area. Anything to say about that?
Sure you did.
Now, when Davis did finally decide to go public with his story, basically what happened is his father took him to the police station and sat him down and was like, you're going to tell these men what happened to you, because what if there's a real danger out there? And he was very scared. He was visibly shaken. He did end up taking a polygraph, which I know, not the lie detector test we want, not the most accurate thing in the world, but he took a polygraph. He's 17 years old. I don't know if he can beat one. Who knows? Took a polygraph, passed it there. The sheriff, a Mr. Truesdale, was impressed by the fear that Davis exhibited. He said that he couldn't dismiss these reports completely out of hand because of this fear. And he told Davis to draw what he had seen. Davis obliges. And although this is not the beautiful, very detailed sketch of the Dover Demon that we got in that case, we do still get a sketch. It's not great, but it's what we've got.
Okay.
We'll put a link. We'll actually put that in the blog post for this episode. And it shows a large figure with three toed hands and toes and snake-like eyes. Now, the story went...
Does it have a tail?
It does have a tail.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. The story did go national in the blink of an eye. And if you search newspaper archives for all time and eternity before the 22nd of June, 1988, or sorry, 22nd of July, 1988, for the term Lizard Man, you only find like a TV movie reference here or there. However, after and on the 22nd of July, it blows up. You have
wildfire.
The same story in 100 different newspapers syndicated across the country and then eventually across the world. And as it did, as that story blew up, people began to flood the area. They were tourists and locals alike who were searching for the Lizard Man. And they even found some tracks. Okay, Christopher Davis said it. They're three-toed tracks. That's what he saw, and that's what they found. They were about 14 inches long. Very big tracks. Very big feet for the Lizard Man.
That's huge.
Very large.
That is gigantic.
They are very large, and the casts of the tracks still exist to this day.
It's almost like it was a shoe being on top of like a shoe.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's a footprint strapped to a shoe.
I don't know about that.
You sure?
I mean, I'm not an expert, but...
All right. We'll keep it at that.
Now, the tracks were examined by the South Carolina Marine Resources Department, who stated that they could not be identified as belonging to any known animal. The Lizard Man, much like the Beast of Bray Road, became a cultural landmark for the region. People were printing T-shirts, they were creating ad campaigns, and capitalizing on the Lizard Man however they could. However, apart from the reports given to the police before the national media attention, there were a few sightings, but it wasn't hundreds. It wasn't like a Mothman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mothman took over the area, and people were seeing him every single night, and people were going crazy. By Sheriff Truesdale's estimate, he got about 12 reports, 12 credible reports of the Lizard Man. Okay. Now, they all essentially mirrored the same thing. They're green or brown. Greenish brown, 7 feet tall, growing red eyes, and clawed hands. That's what we're dealing with.
Yep.
We don't ever actually see the face of this creature either.
Okay? Just the eyes. That's just really all we get.
That's all we get. But because of the scales and the talons, that's why we think, okay, it's got to be a Lizard Man, I guess. Okay. Now, the local...
And tail.
That's true.
Yeah, the tail kind of throws it off.
That's a big part of all of this. Now, the local radio station, WCOS, South Carolina Radio, they offered...
Sam, I think I know your next position.
I would love to be a radio DJ. That would be so fun.
It'd be awful.
This is...
Sam and Jason in the morning.
This is WNAX, Not Alone Radio. I saw a Lizard Man. Did you see a Lizard Man?
I saw a lizard. Comma, man.
Oh, it could all just be a great big misunderstanding.
Yeah, dude, grammar.
It's important.
I see a lizard every day. And then Rocco.
Oh, that's right. I was like, are you? Do you? And then I forgot you owned Rocco.
I have a reptile.
Beautiful. Yes. So WCOS, they offered a $1 million reward to anyone who could capture the creature. Now, this is important for a few reasons. It went on unclaimed. Okay.
You don't say.
Went unclaimed. But
I'm so surprised.
At the same time, you also didn't have anyone saying, I'm the lizard man, give me the money, right? I would feel like you would. I feel like I would.
I think at this point in time, they're looking for a true creature, not...
They may just not
have taken a Scooby-Doo moment.
Right.
You know?
And I
would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for that KW...
WCOS.
WCOS.
I don't feel like they were... I guess they could have tried a little bit harder, I guess I should say. But I also don't feel like they actually anticipated getting a real life lizard man for some reason. You know, who knows why.
I have a couple ideas.
Now, one of the main witnesses, and this was a gentleman who was interviewed for a 2008 mini documentary on it. One of the main witnesses was a man named Frank Mitchell. He was a local pilot. Their airport was basically a field. It wasn't a large industrialized airport.
It was a small airport. Mm-hmm.
So he says that he's going down the runway of the field, mm-hmm. and he says that there's a certain point where you either are up in the air or you're going to run into trouble because you're going to crash into the trees, basically, where you can't slow down and you can't really stop in time to stop damage occurring.
Yeah, you run out of runway.
Mm-hmm. And he says that it was right at this point, or right before it, that he saw, just walking across the runway, he saw this creature. Now, this is a broad daylight sighting. So again, you don't get the best description of the face itself. The face itself is pretty nondescript anyway. It doesn't have a nose or anything like that. It's a lizard's face, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
But what he did see was the piercing red eyes. He saw the grayish brown scaly skin. He saw the tail, and he saw it basically lope. It was like it was limping in front of the plane, and it makes its way across. Frank Mitchell gets up into the air. He doesn't see it from up in the air, and he flies off. Okay. Now, another local man, a man named George Plyler, he claimed to see the head of the creature peeping out from behind a tree near the pens where he kept his goats and hogs in. He claimed that it was intense. It was unlike anything he'd ever seen before. He saw the scaly head.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the glowing red eyes. Okay. And you have a few different of these sorts of sightings, just momentarily. Nothing concrete. Okay. Until
okay.
You have an airman by the name of Kenneth Orr, who's stationed at the Air Force base. Now, he claims that on the 5th of August, he saw the lizard man on Highway 15. And in addition to that, he not only saw the lizard man on Highway 15, he shot the lizard man on Highway 15. And he brings in to the sheriff's office, he brings in blood and scales of the lizard man. Okay.
Okay. I like it. How do you get scales?
Well, they just got blown off when it got shot.
Okay, mm-hmm. Sure, that's how that works.
Yeah. Well, if you
what did he shoot it with?
Someone,
was it a shotgun or was it?
No, it was a handgun. I don't know the exact make and model, but it was a handgun.
Okay,
maybe blow some flesh off it. He takes it into Sheriff Truesdale.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff
photographed it, right? He photographed the evidence.
Well, the sheriff didn't feel like the evidence needed to be photographed. And that's because the sheriff felt like the evidence came from a fish. And a few days later, Kenneth Orr admitted that the evidence came from a fish.
He shot a fish.
Yes. I don't even
think
he shot a
fish. Was it at least like an alligator perch or anything like that? Like a big fish?
I have no idea. All I know is it was a common fish.
So probably not. It
probably
was
a trout.
Okay.
And they say, Kenneth Orr, why did you do this? Why did you lie about this? And he said, I just wanted to keep the legend of the lizard man alive, man.
Okay.
I just wanted to keep it alive. And so there's that. That's the closest anyone ever came to proving it, and it's really unfortunate that it has to be
I think it's rather perfect.
Now, from there, the lizard man was kept alive in the hearts and minds of the people, but no one really bothered to report any new sightings until 1990. Now, they had officially, I think, closed the case, said, okay, it's probably just a bear. It's fine. Just a bear. Doesn't matter. I can't prove it's a bear, but it's just a bear. They closed the case, and then in 1990, they get a call from Bertha Blythers. That's a
okay.
good name. Bertha Blythers was driving home from Bishopville.
Man, that's a lot of bees.
I know. Passing the Skateboard Swamp with her five children in the car. At about 10:30 p.m., a large creature lunged at her from the side of the road, hitting and rocking the car. She said that it was huge, it was brownish-green, it was bipedal, and it was definitely not human.
What's up with this creature and liking to attack cars? It's like a dog, almost. It's like, oh, there's another steel thing.
It's what's weird is that it's not just the lizard man, right? It's all sorts of different cryptids really like to attack cars, like the Beast of Bray Road. It only attacks cars. It doesn't really attack people.
Maybe because it's so unnatural.
Maybe, or maybe it's just its way of saying, like, this is my environment. This is my place.
It's trying to be alpha?
It's trying to essentially, alpha the car.
Let's think about it. Yeah, the car is a bigger creature.
Louder,
yes.
Faster, stronger. It's trying to, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. It's very interesting as to why Bigfoot is often...
potentially a pseudo-territorial.
Right. Bigfoot thing. Is often attacking cars. A lot of Bigfoot stories about Bigfoot messed up my car.
You mean bears?
No, I mean Bigfoot. Thank you very much. We're not going down this rabbit hole. Okay. So Bertha Blythers.
Yes.
Okay.
She's, her family.
And her family. That's true.
Yeah.
Five children. All give the same description.
Whew, five kids.
I know. It's good though.
It's terrifying.
No, it's good.
That's scarier than the
big family.
The lizard man.
Lots of built-in friends, man. I had three siblings.
You have, wow.
Yeah.
That must have been a
it was good.
Crazy household.
I mean, it wasn't great.
How much
sometimes,
stuff did you get rid of? Did you get away with?
A fair amount.
A fair amount.
I would say.
Are you the middle? Where
yes,
are you? You're in the middle?
Thank you very much, yes.
So did it's everyone pick on you things? Or?
No. Maybe. No, but that's the thing is we really didn't pick on each other that much.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
See, being the big brother.
Ah, yes. I keep forgetting that you're
picked
the oldest.
On
That's so weird.
My little brother constantly for a lot of years.
Okay.
And I got away with most of it.
Okay. I dig it.
So I'm just assuming with like twice the number of kids, was there like little like, were you guys all political and like trying to backstab each other? Or was it
an
episode of Gossip Girl? Or
no, it was that we were a nice, loving family, and sometimes we got in fights for sure.
Darn.
But like when you have that many siblings, your family is
you
just,
have to get along.
Yeah, you have to get along.
All right, all right.
And your family is your friends.
Okay.
So good on you, Bertha Blythers, for having five kids. It's a fine life if you want to live it. She claimed it couldn't have been a bear or a deer, but it was also not a man. She knew these things to be true. So there's that. You get that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the car, same thing. Now, it would be some time before the lizard man rears his, I would say, ugly head, but I guess we don't really know what it looks like. But I'm going to assume.
Yeah, it could be beautiful.
I'm going to assume it's probably an ugly head. It would be some time before the lizard man reared his ugly head again, but before we get there, we're going to take a brief break for our sponsors. Are you hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than just posting your job online and praying for the right people to see it. Well, friends, ZipRecruiter knew that there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply for your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there, and ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Now, businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. Now, all you need to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/alone. That's ZipRecruiter.com/alone. I'm going to spell it for you. ZipRecruiter.com/alone alone. And again, you're going to be able to use ZipRecruiter for free. So, ZipRecruiter.com/alone. It's ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. The legend of the lizard man, though, it may sleep, it may slumber, it may go silent for years at a time, but if there's one thing the legend of the lizard man simply will not do, it's die. Much
God,
like the
why
Goonies.
Not?
Lizard men never say die.
Oh, dear.
Now, sightings of the beast started again in earnest, surprisingly enough, after the South Carolina State Lottery used it in their TV commercials in 2005.
Love it.
Now, it was that year that an unidentified woman made a call to the local police claiming that two lizard man type beings, I don't think she said lizard men. I think
okay,
she said lizard man type beings. We
I
got two
it.
Of them lizard man type beings outside of my window, and they were outside of her window in the dark staring at her. I know that we've kind of.
Are you sure there's not just two owls looking in the window?
First off, I don't believe in owls. And secondly,
Sam, they're a real thing.
I know that we've been making a lot of fun of Lizard Man, and maybe we haven't been treating it with the gravitas that it requires with its sleek black fang claws and its shimmering wet-like green skin.
Or is it brown? Or is it gray?
Or is it gray? But I will say that whether or not what that woman saw was a Lizard Man, anything just standing outside your window looking in at you, that is the most unsettling thing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you agree? I agree.
Well, you like the Wolfman, and that's also unsettling.
I don't like the Wolfman at all, actually.
Yeah,
I despise
looking
them.
Through your window. That's pretty classic.
Yes, but it doesn't mean
classic.
That I enjoy
Sam's
them.
Not okay with this.
That is classic. Sam's not cool with it. So she makes a call to the police, as any of us would if we saw two lizard man-type beings standing outside our window. And the police said, don't worry about it. They just like to check in on humans from time to time. Because that guy's a jerk. But also...
hilarious.
Kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just feel
how
like...
How are them people's doing in there? Are they doing okay?
I yeah, just feel right. like it's very rude to do this to someone who is very scared. But that's fine. Now, the next big...
Some shoddy police work.
Right? The next big round of Lizard Man sightings came in February of 2008. And we have Dixie Rawson and her husband. They're both residents of Bishopville. They claimed that as her husband was headed out to pick up some hardware for home projects, he came back inside after leaving the home, and he says, Dixie, come out here. There's something I want you to see. Now, they went out together, and there they saw their...
Only one came back.
No, oh, that's not darn. It at all. Thank okay. you. They went out together, and there they saw their car. It's a minivan. Had been assaulted. There were multiple punctures in the steel with long strips of metal chewed or ripped off and missing. She also had 6 or 7 cats go missing since that day.
Oh, dear.
And in a field adjacent...
How many cats does she own?
Right? And the... I think it was 6 or 7.
Wow.
In a field adjacent to her home, they found a dead coyote and a dead cow as well. It doesn't state what... state the cow and coyote were in. It doesn't say if they were torn apart or if they were dead without any apparent wounds or anything like that. Just says that they were dead. But they did say, and this is interesting, okay? For everything we've talked about, this is interesting.
Okay,
to me.
Okay.
They found some of the metal, not all of it. Some of it was just missing. But they found some of the strips of metal from the car, okay? And it had been bent.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a testing on it using the same metal or metal from the same type of car, something like that. They found to bend it in that specific way would have required 300 pounds of torque to be exerted on the metal for it to bend in that fashion. That's interesting, right? Am I wrong?
I mean,
is there something I'm missing here?
It's interesting, but I feel like any person with some sort of equipment can do that pretty easily.
I suppose, but you have like, you definitely could if you were a human being with equipment.
All I'm saying is that if I was a person that wanted to do, for one, if I wanted to vandalize vehicles and also pull a lizard man prank because that's the best thing I have to do at the time of my life.
That's who I am.
And I have the accessibility to some hardware, I could pull that off pretty easily.
Okay. It did look like there were bite marks as well. I saw the
I mean, you could just
thing.
Go down to Lowe's.
I guess.
All you get is one of those really thick metal teeth rakes and call it good.
All right. So you think a human could have done
I think
that.
It's very easy to do.
Okay. But why? Other than just to be a lizard man, I guess.
You live in South Carolina and you've got nothing better to do.
That's fair. Yeah, so a similar vehicle assault was then reported in 2011.
Maybe because it's all humid down there. I don't know. It makes people crazy.
Crazy from the heat. A similar vehicle assault was reported in 2011. And it was confirmed by the sheriff to at least match to the previous reported attacks of the lizard man, right? So he's not saying he believes in the lizard man, but it does match the previous attacks by the quote-unquote lizard man. However,
do we actually have, like, a full-on bite mark? Like, do we have any kind of indication of that it's, like, around, like, it's from an actual mouth?
Well, in the 2008... with the Rawsons, they have straight up bit through the metal.
Okay.
Teeth marks biting through and making holes.
It's like us biting a sandwich.
Yes.
Just with metal.
But with a metal.
I saw the Iron Giant. I get it. Yeah.
What?
The Iron Giant ate other metal objects.
Oh, no.
You don't remember that?
No.
Dude.
It's been a long time.
I wonder if that was based on a true story.
Also, I'd like to point out somebody... on Twitter, I don't know if you saw this. Somebody on Twitter was like, I love Not Alone. They make a great show. They talk about great subjects. Also, they've never seen the same movie. So anytime one of them's like, have you ever seen this movie? The other one's like, no. And I think we just demonstrated that again.
Yeah.
So
you never saw the Iron Giant?
It's a drinking game now.
Okay.
So
you're welcome, world.
I did see the Iron Giant. I can't remember it. I saw it when I was like five or something.
Yeah, when it originally came out.
When I was very young. So anyway, yes, there is enough to suggest, even to the point where like the sheriff himself, he can't explain the torque that's needed and all of that to bend the metal, but he did say that the... he thought that it was just like a dog that mauled the car itself. Okay. So you do have like this idea of it being an animal.
I would assume more that would be a bear.
They felt like if it was a bear, it would have been even worse.
Ah, so the damage wasn't consistent
enough. The damage wasn't like destroyed. It was basically right on the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hood meets the grill, like that was torn up, and then the wheel wells were like
pulled. So what you're
like
telling me is that someone just put a bunch of peanut butter all over the front,
right,
and a dog just went at it.
I guess so, if that's what we want to believe. But yeah, it definitely doesn't look like a bear attacked it.
Okay.
Bear would be a different thing, I think.
It could even be just pushed over.
Yeah.
I mean, bears are big. They do stuff.
Bears are scary. Now, lizard man fever, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lizard man fever, real thing. People don't know about it. Very deadly. Lizard man fever.
Reptile fever, got it.
Not reptile fever, not bird flu. Okay, lizard man fever. It struck. No, it did not. It struck most potently in 2015. A woman who was identified only as Sarah took a picture of the buffest lizard man the world has ever seen.
Ah, yes.
I
tweeted out this photo.
I tagged Jason in this photo on Twitter.
And I believe I responded with hashtag gym goals.
Gym goals. That's the thing. We sit here. We'll also put this in the blog.
It looks like
this episode.
Someone was going to a Godzilla, like, con.
They were going to a con. They just wanted to be the lizard man for a day. It definitely doesn't look CGI, but it's definitely not.
It's not real. I'm sorry, that's not a real creature.
It doesn't look real, okay? Who's to say one way or the other?
It's real. It's a real person inside of a suit.
Sarah was leaving church when she saw this and took this video, and she said, or took this photo, and she said, hand to God, I'm not making this up. So we have that to think about on that side. Now, I do think it's entirely possible that she is telling the absolute truth, but that
I don't think she made it up. I think someone else was going for a walk in a new costume.
That's fair. Now, this not only inspired people around the country to ridicule everyone.
What? No.
But it did also inspire a hunter who decided he wanted to stay anonymous, but he released a video and photo evidence of the lizard, of what he said is the lizard man, whereas Sarah's is blatantly like not a real lizard man.
Right. I think I've seen actually that clip of video, and it's really just a amorphic figure walking through the forest or the
you
swamp,
could
right?
Say, like,
it's
exactly.
Tough to tell what it is.
You could say it was lizard man. Heck, you could say it was a wolf man. You could say it's Bigfoot. You could say it's the Blair Witch. You could say it's whatever you want it to be.
A dude dressed up in a costume.
Yeah. There's absolutely no defining features, but we'll post that in the show notes as well. Now, these accounts sparked another nationwide fascination with the creature, especially when a South Carolina native, Stephen Colbert, reported the recent sightings on his show, The Late Show.
No way. He reported? Colbert reported?
It was after the Colbert Report, which is sad because those were the best days of my life. Going home and watching the Colbert Report in the evening. I felt like such a smart, like, 13-year-old. I was like, I know about the world because I watch Colbert.
Sam.
Finally, in 2017, right before the solar eclipse that happened on Jason's birthday, the South Carolina Emergency Management Division posted an official lizard man warning for Lee and Sumter counties during the eclipse. However, no sightings were reported.
Well, there was no sun out. We couldn't see it.
That's fair. That's fair. So, Jason, you've just been sitting there for like 20 minutes now, 30 minutes now.
Yeah, I have been.
I've told you everything I have. What do you have for me?
All right. Okay. Where do I begin? Well, first, let's take a look at the defining characteristics of the lizard man, shall we?
Okay.
So, first off, three-fingered, three-toed, right?
Okay, that's fair.
Not very consistent to what kind of reptiles we have in today's world. Crocodiles, most lizards have 4 to 5 digits. There's a few lizards that do only have three.
Okay.
But they're not very large species. There is a Western American skink, I believe, that is a very small reptile. It's essentially, if you ever want to like have maybe a guess of what a lizard looked like before it fully transitioned into a snake.
Okay.
This skink would be right up the alley. It's largely just body.
Interesting.
And then it has really tiny little arms and legs.
How do you spell skink? S-K-I-N-K?
Sounds about right.
Interesting. Oh, it does.
Yeah. So if you ever want to have a snapshot of what lizards looked like before they eventually evolved into snakes, that gives you a kind of an idea.
They're like the dachshunds of lizards.
They are. But nature shaped them, not inbreeding.
Not man.
So there's not really a ton of animals, like I said, that have, or at least reptiles today, that have three toes.
Okay.
So that's kind of a weird one.
Okay.
Now, it's not weird, though, if we take a look at birds or dinosaurs.
Okay.
That's a very classic, very common feature with a lot of them.
Okay.
But, on the other hand, there aren't any large birds roaming around today that have a footprint that's 14 inches long. 14 inches, right? That was the number?
Yes.
So it's a very large creature for it to stand on its toes. Because that's the thing, is dinosaurs, theropods, which stood on two legs, and birds, such as like an ostrich, for instance, because that is roughly around the same height comparison that we want, they stood primarily on their toes.
Okay.
It wasn't like they had the pad of their foot to give them extra size for their footprint.
Okay.
And then we come down to where it lives.
Okay.
Primarily, this is a creature that lives in a swamp, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So when we look at creatures that live in swamps, we think about crocodiles.
Okay.
That's a big one. Crocodiles tend to be ambush predators. They also feed a lot on fish, right? They are also designed for swimming. They haven't changed in a long time because of that. They are perfectly suited for their environment. They are not suited to go bipedal. They are not suited to chase down a car at 40 miles an hour.
True.
And to give you a reference point, 40 miles an hour is the top speed of an ostrich.
So it could have been an ostrich.
Probably. I mean, ostriches are evil.
They are wicked creatures.
And their legs are covered with avian scales.
They live,
but I think it's a bit tougher.
They live outside of the grace of God.
No, they live in open plainsland, which is where they need that speed.
Okay.
Most of the fastest animals in the world are from Africa, and that's because of their environment.
They
have to be quick to outrun the predators, or be quicker to hunt down the prey.
Mm.
They don't live in swamps. It doesn't really pay to be fast in a swamp, unless, like I was just saying, you're an ambush predator.
Okay.
You want short bursts of power.
Yes.
Speaking of power, as far as bites go, the crocodile is top dog.
Okay.
It does 3,500 PSI of pressure off of a bite, which is incredible. But that's kind of their thing. What they do is, for the most part, they use their short legs after they've bitten down on a prey to help pull them back into the water and then do a death roll, which is essentially just a way of tearing a lot of flesh, causing a lot of blood loss and trauma quickly. Or, as your eyes are giant, just don't go to Africa or the South or Australia. And you'll be fine.
I saw this thing, and I think it's about a crocodile or an alligator. I think it's a...
So
which one has the longer snout?
Crocodiles primarily. Alligators are a subspecies of crocodilia.
Okay. I saw this thing, in any case, about one of these reptilian predators.
Mm-hmm.
Where they have this crazy bite that they can do, but that their muscles to actually open their mouth are not so strong.
Correct. They
are. And like you can just hold it close.
Yeah, exactly. They are. That's kind of the one of the things that I think is so brilliant about nature is that when you evolve to create a certain thing. So if crocodiles evolved to create a very powerful downforce and bite.
Okay.
You have to give up other things in order to specialize like that.
Okay.
And all creatures are shaped by their surroundings. So I just don't think it's really possible for, say, a dinosaur to be living in a swamp and be still bipedal. Because when you look at dinosaurs that did live in very aquatic locations, which for that I'm going to go back to what is now Africa, and actually northern Africa, because two of my favorite dinosaurs, the Baryonyx, which is a very kind of amphibious crocodile-like dinosaur, actually had a very short stature.
Okay.
And did have longer arms. And so did his cousin, my top dog, the Spinosaurus, which until recently we thought, I mean, if we look back at like Jurassic Park 3, unfortunately, was a dinosaur that stood upright in a lot more like what T-Rex does. But in actuality, its front arms and back legs are about the same length, and it led mostly an aquatic life.
Okay.
And actually is probably sitting on all fours.
Okay.
But could get up to bipedal. Just the shape of its body didn't really suggest that. It was built more for aquatic life.
Okay.
Even though it was, to this date, the largest carnivorous creature ever discovered.
Yeah.
Which is pretty sweet.
That's pretty dope.
And I know you have a crocodile that you found.
Yes. Yes. I found this gentleman. His name is Carnifex. Carolinesius. Garifex.
Okay.
And that means the Carolina Butcher. Now, this was discovered in 2015 by a paleontologist in the great state of South Carolina. Now, the Carolina Butcher, from what I see, I'm not a paleontologist. Neither is Jason, but he's closer to a paleontologist.
I'm an enthusiast.
He's an enthusiast. I don't care. He's an enthusiast about dinosaurs. I'm an enthusiast about wolfmen. It's what makes this show what it is, for better or for worse.
It actually, that sums it up really well.
Yep. That should just be our promo that we send out to people. For better, so this Carolina Butcher, from what I see, it's 9 feet long. It's a crocodile, essentially. It's a crocodilomorph or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it does stand and walk on its hind legs. So it's basically a crocodile that walks on its hind legs.
Yeah, so again, crocodiles have been around since dinosaurs have been around.
Okay.
That's been millions and millions of years.
Okay.
They do specialize into different environments as well.
Right.
That is just a specialization that went extinct eventually. There is also a crocodile that essentially had armor plating like an armadillo that went extinct as well.
Okay.
A lot of different crocodiles have existed. There's a galloping one which had very long legs.
That's right. You told me that. Please stop talking.
Very fast.
You're telling me that the crocodile is basically like nature's version of Eevee, and it can evolve into anything, any type that you want, whether it's gallop type or walking on hind legs type or plated, armor plated type.
Yeah.
Just see, like Eevee can evolve into Jolteon or Glaceon or Thunderon or no, Jolteon Thunderon. Again, I said. Flareon. So
yeah,
is that what you're telling me? It's the Eevee of the natural world.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying. It's a species of animal that has been around long enough that it has tried to adapt to very specific environments and has changed over time too. And what we have now, as far as crocodiles and alligators go, are essentially, and they're not all the same, of course, but body plan-wise, they're all very, very similar. Mm-hmm. The most difference that we really get is from their snout and overall size, specializing in really what kind of prey takedown they're going to be doing.
Okay.
But their body plan for this specific style has been around for a very long time because they fit that niche really, really well.
Okay.
That being said, of course, just like every other species that's ever existed, there have been outshoots and branches out that have tried other things with more or less success. And okay. That's just how evolution works.
All right. I dig that. But riddle me this. Have you ever heard of a man named Dale A. Russell?
He's, I don't know. I don't trust anyone that uses their middle initial.
That's fair. That is fair. Dale A. Russell.
Besides from Michael B. Jordan, because you have to differ Michael Jordan from Michael B. Jordan.
You know, I don't think I'd ever seen him in anything until I went and saw Black Panther this week.
Really?
And now I am in love with him.
Oh, no, he's fantastic.
He's beautiful. And I think he's, I don't know for sure.
You never saw Creed?
No, I never saw Creed.
Breaking my heart, man.
I'm sorry.
Breaking my
See?
Heart.
See, this is the thing this again. But he is set to play the lead, I think the lead, in Fahrenheit 451. He's going to be Guy Montag, so that should be great. But anyway, elsewhere, other than Michael B. Jordan, beautiful man.
He plays Apollo Creed's son.
Oh, that's exactly what Josh told me when I told him I hadn't seen Creed yesterday, so that works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I keep talking about...
It's great.
I don't know
great.
Why I keep talking about why not seeing Creed. It's I've come up like three
because,
days in a row
now. Because they're making a Creed 2.
Oh,
and he's fighting the son of the Russian. Is the
so it's just like Rocky Jr.
Pretty much.
What the heck?
That's all you need in life.
That's bizarre. Okay, Dale A. Russell.
Yeah,
is a paleontologist, real life paleontologist, who theorized, and it's worth noting, it has always only been a theory. He didn't make any sorts of claims to it, but theorized in 1982. That potentially, he basically did a thought experiment, kind of like you were saying you do with all the cryptids in the world. He did a thought experiment where he says, what if a dinosaur, specifically the one he was thinking of is the Troodon, I don't know.
I hate those things.
Why?
Because they're in ARC, Survival okay. Evolved, and they eat me constantly.
Oh, no. So these Troodons, which are... They're still dinosaurs, but based on his measurements, they were 6 times more intelligent than the average dinosaur. And they had also like semi-manipulative fingers, so they could kind of grab things. What if they had survived the Great Extinction?
Then they would have had to survive so many more different climate changes.
I understand that. This, again, is a thought experiment.
Yeah.
Basically, that's it. What if they survived until today? And what he decided... this was in 1982, but it was very much like what we understand the lizard man to be. Okay, is walking upright humanoid with a big long tail, sharp claws, all of that, snake-like eyes. Now, again, it's just a thought experiment. David Icke seemed to really be all about that, and he's jumped on that bandwagon that that's a true thing that happened, which is one of those, like, scientific miscommunications where it's like, no, I'm not saying that. I was just saying, what if? Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
And he has also been criticized for essentially anthropomorphizing this dinosauroid so much. Like, everyone said there's no reason for him to, or if this happened, for them to end up looking just like a human, but being a reptile.
Yeah.
Other than that's just who you are as a person. So that's your.
And I think, like I said about swamp things in general, is that we tend to put a very humanoid lens over everything.
That's true.
So I think that plays a role into this as well. But the major catch that I have with that is simply, like I said, it would have to survive a lot more than just one catastrophe, just more than just one mass extinction. So it's pretty tough to do that when you're really, like I said, a niche kind of creature.
Mm-hmm.
And your environment constantly changes.
Okay.
It's tough to do that. Crocodiles are really good at it because they don't really actually spend that much energy hunting, and they still are a really hardy creature as well, which helps out.
All right.
Because it comes down to how much energy you're expelling to hunt. And then because reptiles are cold-blooded, they have to do quite a bit of energy output to warm up in order to actually hunt for certain things. That's why ambush predators, or at least reptiles, have become more of an ambush-like predator.
Okay. Now, that's all fair. That's all fair. I'm not going to tell you that's not fair, because it's fair. But what if I told you that as far back as 1520...
It's Big Bird.
The biggest of birds. As far as back as 1520, in the account of the testimony of Francis... As far as back in the testimony of Francisco de Chicora, there have been multiple eyewitness accounts of, in that area, men, scaly, wet men, with tails as thick as an arm, who live only on fish. What if I told you that, Jason? Does it change your opinion about the reality of the lizard man at all?
It's a really thin tail.
As thick as your arm? I don't think that's a thin tail.
Are we talking about at the bicep or at the...
Probably not at the forearm. Like, look at Baron's tail. Baron's tail is not as thick as his arm. It's like...
But he's not a lizard or a reptile. Because reptiles actually store a lot of fat in their tails, weirdly enough.
I'm not asking about that. I'm asking about if this sighting from the 1520s...
Oh, you want to talk more about the sighting.
Change your opinion on the lizard man? I guess we are talking about that.
So here's the thing. If you told me about a sighting of a mermaid from the 1520s, it still wouldn't change my mind about mermaids today.
But what if I told you about sightings of mermaids in the 20th century?
I'd say that you're a liar, or someone else was a liar.
I can definitely find you sightings of mermaids.
Oh, no, you definitely can, but it's not true. They're not real. I'm sorry. I'm actually not that sorry.
Why aren't they?
If I'm popping that bubble for you.
So you're not impressed.
I'm not. I'm not impressed.
So you really think between the footprint, did you see the footprint?
No, I didn't actually see the footprint.
They have the footprint out there. You should look at it.
I've seen enough footprint. I've seen enough.
I've seen enough tracks in the wild. You really think there's not a single thing to it?
Nope, I don't. Right. I think in the case of the 1520s, it was probably a skewed misrepresentation of a crocodile or an alligator. Because adult male alligators get between, I believe, 9 to 12 feet.
Okay, now, I am fine if we want to say that we just got it wrong and that they said it wrong. But to say that an alligator is a human or a humanoid, that's different. Like, that's really off the mark.
Bears also live primarily off of fish.
See? Fish are good.
Yeah, dude.
People like them. I mean, I guess I'd be more happy to accept that it's just folklore or whatever and that it's not true anyway than they misidentified a crocodile.
And I think the biggest thing for me, too, is that we don't actually have killings. We don't actually have real, other than vandalism, we really don't have physical proof of anything.
Yeah, usually with these things, at least like your local, I mean, I guess it did with the whoosie whatsies, but like cats and dogs and stuff end up dead.
Yeah,
usually.
And that's the weird thing for me too. If it was actually a crocodile, I wouldn't expect to find a coyote body.
Oh, really?
No. Huh. I really wouldn't. Or an alligator, I should say. I would not expect that. Cow is pretty big prey. That's pretty impressive. So that I could imagine finding some sort of corpse for. I would not at all assume you'd be able to find a coyote, or at least any remains of it.
But, and does a, I guess, because I keep thinking about that torque and that twisting motion.
Mm-hmm.
Do they, can a crocodile, because basically it looked as though it had been torn off and then bent and then discarded.
Torn off, then bent,
and then discarded. Again, I don't know exactly how they came to this conclusion. That's just the conclusion. Is there anything, whether it's a crocodile or not, that I just don't know? I just don't know.
And that's fair.
That is
we don't have
one
all the
part
answers.
Of this where I'm like, I don't know, man. But yeah, when you've got 59 other things.
So here's another idea. And I'm not saying that we can chew through metal. But the average the average human PSI for our bite is 200.
Okay. Okay.
200 pounds per square inch.
Okay. But is that the same way that they measure torque?
No. Torque is based off of a rotation, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. So at the end of the day, we have one weird thing, one verifiable weird thing, I guess we should say, and a lot of other not verifiable weird things, and a lot of other not verifiable, not weird things.
All that I am really saying is that this
there
is
no lizard man.
I'm saying that I can't truly say that there is or is not.
Right.
Because we would have to have a body, or we would have to never, ever find a body ever.
Right.
To really make that assumption. But to have all the characteristics that are described by this creature, it is tough to think that nature has created it.
Okay. I think that's fair.
I think it would be an extremely oddball creature for its environment. And it's based off of a whole slew of things that just don't make sense from what it could have come from.
Okay. All right.
And there'd be more of them.
I think that's more than fair, Jason.
So it's probably an owl.
It's not an owl, for God's sake. That is the one thing I will not accept. Everybody's been posting owls all over the place.
Owls have big eyes. They could throw you off from size.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. So, and for the record, as I think I've made it clear, I don't really think it's a lizard man either. I'm actually really surprised. Apart from you have the lizard man of Skateboard Swamp, and then you have David Icke, you don't really have a lot of anthropomorphic lizard sightings. Like, have like the Loveland frog and a few other ones like that.
And I'm sorry, I'm just going to cut you off there for a quick second. And between those, there's a huge difference in intelligence.
Okay.
Our lizard man feels very animalistic still.
Uh-huh.
While the quote-unquote reptilians are supposed to be these essentially higher beings.
Right.
That run the show for some reason.
Yeah. No, they're definitely not the same thing.
There's completely different separation between the two.
I just thought, I was just very astounded that there wasn't... I just felt like there were a lot more lizard men out there, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, the lack of, like, it was literally this and David Icke is the only thing I was able to really find on the internet or YouTube. And it was kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Or no, Warhammer 40K. Lore as well. Yeah,
I'm sure. Warhammer. Okay, so.
I should have just done research on that and used that.
There you go. They say.
So. Is it a misidentification then? Is it vandalism?
Yeah, it's probably
Is it a fib that got out of hand?
I want to believe Christopher Davis that something weird happened to him. Because, again, that lie just doesn't make sense. Now, if it wants to be a bear or something else.
Well, bears are interesting because their top speed doesn't quite hit 40.
Yeah.
I believe a bear can run up to like 36 miles an hour,
see,
which is still
close enough.
Fast.
Close enough.
But it's definitely not bipedal.
The other thing that's strange about it, though, is especially with like Bertha, the arms is what she distinctified and said that it cannot be a deer or a human or a bear because of the arms.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really think of anything that's going to fit that description, right?
Yeah, yeah, the build.
It's probably a misidentification. I'm not going to go out there and say anybody's lying about it, except for, with the exception of Kenneth Orr for sure, but also the other big thing about it is that this is a part of their economy. This is a part of their tourism.
You know,
it's the only tourism Lee County has, pretty
right.
much.
Right, and this also kind of makes me assume that it is just local legend and will
right.
become nothing more than that, because when you have festivals, when you have things that
mm-hmm.
a creature that doesn't do actual harm to anyone,
right.
they get picked up and used for profiting. And I'm
right.
fine with that. But that's what you see with Nessie. That's what you see with a lot of different lake monsters.
Mm-hmm.
We see that with Mothman.
Well, Mothman may have killed some people with the bridge and all that.
Well, that was the bridge falling, but it wasn't him physically devouring half a person.
He may have done something, right? He could have done this to
But what I'm getting at is that it wasn't directly the Mothman ripping someone apart. So when you have these local legends that get out into the public and become national news,
mm-hmm.
but they're easy enough to talk about because no one has been directly
right.
injured by it, it becomes a way of profiting off of it, which I'm fine with, of course,
no,
because I
of
love
course.
It. I love that kind of legends.
On Vice, I'm going to put a link to this in the show notes as well. On Vice, there was a gentleman from South Carolina who like, basically said, I was sick of people laughing at my home state and all of that I decided I was going to go find the lizard man. And he said that like one of the first things he noticed was that the Chamber of Commerce for Lee County like sells lizard man shirts.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's that. He said though that, and one moment
which doesn't help from joking about it.
Right, of course.
I mean, if you're selling a lizard man plushie, I'm going to make fun of you.
Yeah, and I think that they understand that. And that's the other thing is one of the most influential moments for this man during his hunt is he was at a bar and he mentioned something about like, oh, I'm looking for the lizard man. And the bartender or somebody in the bar said something like, huh, yeah, find the lizard man. And it just the tone of his voice immediately made it clear to him that like they – and again, there is absolutely nothing wrong with it that they keep this legend alive to bring in tourism dollars and all of that. So,
oh yeah, absolutely.
I don't know about with Nessie, okay, but you know, with she might be there, but with this instance at least, that's
but
pretty
yeah,
much
what,
where I come
what I'm
down
just saying
to
is that
it.
There's a common occurrence to where as long as the local legend doesn't actually hurt anyone,
yeah.
it typically gets picked up and used for commerce.
Yep. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Commercialization.
And we love that. And that's part of what makes America great.
I love it.
I dig it. Okay. What do you think? Anything else?
No, Sam, I got nothing, man. Like, I feel like I've said my piece on this one.
Yeah.
I would love to actually see a lizard man. So if anyone has one of those hiding in their, sewers,
over.
Yeah, let me know.
I dig it. I dig it. Yeah, I think it's, I really do. At the end of the day, I hate to say it, it's not real.
I can't even say what it could be is the problem.
That's true.
So I think that there was definitely some weird stuff that might have gone on. It could also be the hysteria of there's a lizard man out there that also played a role into the narrative that it initially spun.
Right. I dig it.
And then that guy in the costume in 2015.
Yeah, that just snowballed. But in any case, that's where we are. So draw your own conclusions. We'd love to hear them. Let us know what you think about the lizard man of Scape or Swamp. we pretty much know where we come down on that. So
yeah. Also, if anyone's thinking, what about like Komodo dragons and big monitor lizards? Yes, super big. Pretty slow unless they actually need bursts of power. For the most part, they stalk their prey. So I don't really see any one of these things running 40 miles an hour.
Sorry, guys.
I want them to, but mainly so I can saddle one up. But just not really doing it.
I dig it. All right, so that's it. That's all I'm going to say about the lizard man. And we'll see where we get next week.
But yeah, you never know.
This is definitely not a two-parter. We're not going to be talking about the lizard man of Skateboard Swamp next week. So in the meantime, we do want to thank one of our fans for leaving us a review. We want to thank 13N144E for leaving a review saying, I'm a huge fan of Astonishing Legends and found this show through that podcast. What I love about this show is that they look at all the sides to the story. Thank you. See, that's exactly what we did. Doesn't mean that, you know, just because we don't believe it doesn't mean we're not going to talk about it. While remaining neutral, for the most part at least. The commentators are a little goofy, which adds an element of fun, while sometimes getting slightly off track, similar to how Astonishing Legends doesn't always stay on subject, but a bit more entertaining. So, cool. I can dig that. So, thank you for that. And then, let me do this.
Yes.
And then, we got a few new patrons this week. So, we want to thank... Let me see here. We did get a few. Wow. When did the last episode come out? I don't think we got any patrons last time. So, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we want to thank Tyler Kujawa. Yeah, Tyler. We want to thank Robert.
Woo!
Robert. We want to thank Tamari McKay.
Yeah, Tamari.
We want to thank Romany's Realm.
Yeah, Romany's Realm.
I don't know.
We got it.
John Wollard.
Yeah, John.
We want to thank Beyond the Walls. Yeah, Beyond the Walls. We want to thank... No, that's it.
All right.
But yeah, guys, thank you so much. That's like the most patrons we've gotten in 1 week in a long time. So,
and we want to thank all of you.
And we want to thank
there we go.
All of you. Not only the new guys, but the old guys and the guys yet to come.
And
so
people are there still here listening to us.
Hello.
If you made it this far... Congratulations.
Don't give up. So yeah, just thank you guys so much for your support. That means the world to us. You can go to patreon.com/notalone to learn how you can support the show. One of the best ways to support the show is to, support our sponsors. Go to ziprecruiter.com/alone to take advantage of your offer through them. You can also leave us a review. You can send us a nice email. We got a lot of nice emails too this week. So that was nice.
And share us with your friends.
Podcasts are best shared with friends, but don't like sit around in a room all of you listening to it. I mean, I've done that before and it's fine, but it just feels a little weird because it's like if it's you and the podcast, it's like you're in the room with the podcast, right? That's how that works. Hello, you have a seat at the table. If it's you and another person in the room, it's not like that at all. It just feels a little strange. I'm going to be the first one to say it.
You've done that.
I've done that.
Okay.
I have made people sit down and listen to episodes of podcasts.
Do you even serve like snacks or anything like that? She's like, okay, guys, come on over.
Sit on the couch and
no one say a peep. We're listening to this.
Is that how that works? The last time I did it, it was months ago now, but it was with Scott Thrower's Fairy Tales for Unwanted Children. Basically, my brother and his sister, or no, what? My brother and his now fiance were here. To have dinner, and as we were making dinner, I made them listen to one of the fairy tales for unwanted children and made them all cry, so that's nice.
Oh, good job, Scott.
He's great. And on that note, we also have another podcast promo we want to play this week for you. This is the folks over at the Brohio podcast, so we're gonna play that right now.
I am Nick.
And I am Rob, and we are the Brohio Podcast.
We cover all of the unknown and much more.
Aliens, true crime, famous murders, monsters, paranormal, and everything that goes bump in the night.
We keep it funny, slightly trashy, and sometimes we like to talk about crapping our...
Nick, we are trying to make a good impression here.
Right. You can find us on all your favorite podcast apps.
We drop new episodes every Monday.
We are a member of the Bomb Pod Media Network. We'd love to talk to you on Instagram and Twitter, at Brohio Podcast.
And the Bros Hillsborough, Ohio do appreciate you listening.
We will see you on the dark side.
Bro-hio.
Bro-hio.
I like that, man.
So go check them out. We'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. So, okay. You can find me on Twitter, Not Alone Pod. On Instagram, Not Alone Podcast. On Facebook, Not Alone Podcast. Remember, we are Not Alone, a community for the strange on Facebook. Jason, we can find you at...
Mighty Moit for Twitter.
Mighty Moit
I'm
for
also
Twitter.
On Facebook, of course, under just my name. I also have an Instagram. Don't post anything that really, but you never know.
You never know. It might come up. And who did it last week?
I'm pretty sure it was me.
Okay. Remember, whether you are hitting a podcast.
What? A radio talk show host.
Radio talk show.
Damn. Offering $1 million.
I usually have something here. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Remember, whether you're searching for a $1 million Lizard Man prize or you're selling t-shirts of the Lizard Man for millions of dollars. That's not true. That doesn't happen. I mean, they make a little money, but I don't think it's millions of dollars
millions.
That they make on the Lizard Man. They'd be putting a lot more effort into keeping that alive. Remember, whether you're walking out of a church and hand to God, I swear this happened to me, or you're hunting in the woods and you're too afraid to tell us your real name, you are not alone.